You are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Prophet University audio series. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with the click of a button. Monthly subscribers also have full access to hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. Now, let's listen to a few minutes of this month's presentation.
Welcome. My name is Ralph Barani, and I'd like to spend the next 30 minutes or so talking about the opportunities available for you to put money aside for your retirement and the tax advantages of doing so. As a bit of background, I spent most of my 44-year career working with employers, both large and small, to develop retirement programs for their businesses and to provide guidance on how to invest the funds in those programs. These programs range from very simple to very complex. As you might expect, the cost associated with the programs grows as the complexity and flexibility of the programs get more complex. Some programs are designed to be exclusively for individuals, while others are designed to help both the owner of a company as well as the employees of the company. Those designed to help employees can also be great for employee retention and can be used as a recruiting tool for new employees. One thing that everyone needs to understand is that for most people, what you receive in Social Security benefits at retirement will not be sufficient to maintain the standard of living you've become accustomed to during your lifetime. And it was never intended to be. This is why some sort of retirement savings plan is extremely important for everyone. My intention today is to provide you with some insight on what's available to you and your company in the way of retirement programs. I'm also going to discuss the pros and cons of each. This insight will hopefully provide you with enough information to understand which programs work for smaller employers and those that are more appropriate for the larger companies. Since 30 minutes doesn't allow me to get into all the specific rules and regulations surrounding retirement plans, I'll be providing just the basics for most of the available programs. This information will hopefully allow you to identify specific programs that may be best for you or a best fit for your company and its employees, allowing you to then explore those programs in more detail. I'm going to begin with the simplest programs and then work my way through the more complex options. So let's get started. The first and most basic option to save money for retirement is to set up a savings or investment account and dedicate it to your retirement. If you're prudent throughout the years and leave it alone to grow, it can actually accomplish its intended purpose. For most people, this is not a very good option, with the downsides being numerous. The most obvious issue with this option is accessibility. You can easily dip into the funds throughout the years, which will seriously impact the amount available to you at retirement. One of the other major issues with this option is that you must pay income taxes on the earnings and capital gains from those funds over the years, and this eats away at the potential at retirement. As you'll see as we move through the other options, the tax treatment of the different programs makes them much more attractive, but they will come with some limitations. The next option to talk about then is the individual retirement account, commonly called the IRA. Many people are at least somewhat familiar with this option and how they work, and they're fairly simple to set up and maintain. The IRA comes in two basic flavors, the traditional IRA and the Roth IRA. The maximum contributions you can make each year to either type of IRA is $6,000. But if you're over 50, you can actually contribute up to $7,000. The main difference between the two is how the taxes work. Contributions to a traditional IRA are tax deductible in the year that you make them, where in a Roth IRA, they are not tax deductible. Additionally, you don't have to pay any taxes on the earnings or gains during the life of either type of IRA, which is critically important. When funds are withdrawn at retirement from a traditional IRA, they'll be taxable in the year that you withdraw them, But if they're withdrawn from a Roth IRA, they would not be taxable, including all the earnings and gains throughout the years in most circumstances, because you didn't take a tax deduction when you made the contribution. So the question becomes, which one's better? Of course, there's no simple answer, and much depends on how long you'll be making contributions and how much you are earning from the investments. One line of thinking is that you're at a much higher tax rate when you're working than you will be at retirement, which would lead you to using a traditional IRA since contributions are tax deductible. The only problem with that line of thinking is that even though you may have a higher tax rate when you're working, it doesn't consider that in a Roth IRA, nothing is taxable at retirement, including the earnings and gains throughout the years. Let me give you an example. Let's assume you contribute $6,000 a year for 5 years and earn 6% per year on those investments. You would contribute a total of $30,000 over the 5 years, but the value of your IRA at the end of that 5 years would be around $34,000. If your tax rate goes down by 15% or more at retirement, which is not uncommon.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Profit University audio series. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you're already a subscriber, simply log in to get the full program. Or if you'd like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but also several hundred programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.